We are up to Simen Reish Nun Ches. We will be doing that Simen as well as the first Sif of Reish Nun Tes. Reish Nun Ches, Mutter Laniach Mebod Yom Kli Shieshbo Dover Kar, Al Gabi Kdera Chama, Shein Ze Ketomein Bedover Hamosif Hevel. We already learned that it is Osir on Erev Shabbos to place something on, say, on your blech, on your plata, on your hot plate, and cover it with clothing, because that is considered hatmona in Mosif Hevel, or in, at least in Masik Hevel, against the halachas of Mosif Hevel, and it's also to do even on Erev Shabbos. Here, in place of using a pot on the fire, what you're doing is you took a pot off the fire, and now, and it's quite hot, you want to put another pot on top of that that's cold, wrap it up in clothing over this pot. So the Mechaber is saying that it does not have a halacha of a Mosif Hevel. The reason why it doesn't have a halacha of a Mosif Hevel is because it does not have any heat of its own. It's losing its heat. It is constantly losing its heat. Therefore, it's not a Mosif Hevel. So it's mutter on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, it's also because Hatman, even in an Ein Mosif Hevel, is also on Shabbos. The Bir Halacha points out, and the Achronim say that according to this, that would mean that the Mechaber is holding that a Kira Gufa should have a halacha of an Eina Mosif Hevel. Because the Svara that something that is not generating its own heat and is constantly losing heat, not being a Mosif Hevel, is the Svara of the Bal HaTrumas. The Bal HaTrumas holds the same in a Kira Gufa. Well, the Mechaber happens to hold that Hatmana in a Kira Gufa is Aser. So, the Mishnah Brewer answers that even though conceptually they're both the same, since a Kira Grufa has intense heat, as opposed to this pot that was taken off the fire, which loses its heat rather quickly, we consider a Kira Grufa Mosif Hevel, whereas we consider a pot that was taken off the fire as Eina Mosif Hevel. So getting back here, this is also on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, this is Mutter on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's Aser. Now, why is it Aser? Didn't we learn that you are allowed to do Hatmona on Sonin, something that's cold? Here you're doing Hatmona on Sonin. The Teretz is, Sonin is Aser on a Mosif Hevel. Well, if we're going to call this a Mosif Hevel, then why is it that it's Mutter on Erev Shabbos? The Teretz is, it is not considered a Mosif Hevel. It is considered something in between. It's not Hatmana in a Mosif Hevel, but it's Hatmana in a way that heat is being added. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Matmin Sonin in a place where, in a way that heat is being added. Now, this is only if you cover the pot. But let's say you have this pot and you put a cold pot on top of it and you want it to warm up, that's going to be Mutter. That's Mutter L'chatchila. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the issue of heating up, say, a bottle of cold water that was never boiled before, putting it into a pot that has boiled water, say, from a keli sheni, to go and put it into that pot. The halach is, he says, it's also because of hatmana. That's derech hatmana. Furthermore, if the bottom pot is yatzoledes, it will cause the top pot to boil. Not to boil, but to become yatzoledes, and there's a shayla of bishel. This is all talking about something raw. If it's something cooked, the halacha is that would be mutter. Except that it's still derech hatmana. There wouldn't be a problem of bishel, it'd be a problem of hatmana. How do you get around it? For an Ashkenazi, you make sure that there's a little bit on the top level that is not of the level of the inner pot that is not submerged. So lamaisa, warming up a baby bottle on Shabbos. So first of all, if everything you're using in the baby bottle was once cooked, there's no shayla of bishel. Our only shayla that you're really going to, the halacha is there's no bishel achra bishel in a keli sheni for something lach. We'll learn about it later in Shin Yud Ches. However, there is a problem of hatmana. Putting a bottle in a way that is completely surrounded by hot water is derech hatmana. If it's derech hatmana, it's aser. So if you want to go heat up a baby bottle by putting it into a keli sheni, by putting it into a pot that you filled up, or a bowl that you filled up with hot water from the urn, the halacha is you must allow a little bit of the level of the formula to be higher than the level of the water, so that this should not be derech hatmana. Otherwise, according to the Mishnah Berurah, this is aser. which brings us to Reish Nun Tes, Sif Aleph. Muchin, what is this? Pirish kol davar ra kari muchin kamo tsemer gefen v'tlishi tsemer rach shel behema ugreiris begadim bluyim. Shmatis. Muchin or shmatis. Old worn clothes. Shmatis. Shetomen behem derech mikra. Now, these shmatis are mukta. In the olden days, they used to collect shmatis and they would make felt out of them. So shmatis are mukta. You went ahead and you did hatmana with it. Derech mikra. You weren't miyachid them for hatmana. You just grabbed them and used them as insulation. Osur letaltalon. They're mukta. Because they're omed to me, for felt to be made of them. So the halachi is that these are mukta, also l'tavlan, you couldn't move them. Eleminar hakisui vehein noflos. What do you do? The cover of the kedera, the cover of the pot is not mukta. You pick that up, and that will make all of these matminim fall down. Ukagon shemiktsosan megula. There's got to be a little opening there, so you're going to be able to get to the lid of the pot. Shein zet tiltul ela mitzido. So you're indirectly moving them. Otherwise, you couldn't move them. What happens if you were miyachid them for hatmana? So the Mishtaburis says that since it's not the normally done thing with the shmatis, you would have to be miyachid la'olam. That's a halach in Hilchas Muktzah. To take something and be miyachid for a normal use is mutter, even though it's just for Shabbos. If it's for an abnormal use, it's got to be forever. You say, this is what I'm going to use as matmini. Mutter l'taltalan. Then they wouldn't be Muktzah. Aval im toman begizei tzemer, whereas if what he's using is the shearings of wool, afilo lo yichton lakach muto letaltalan, they're not considered mukta. They're not omed to do malachim. Vahani milistam gizin sheinonim leschorer. That's only if they were not set aside for sale. Avon nosnom lootzal leschorer. But if you put them into where you store the wool that you sell, so that's already muktzah machmas chusaron kis. So there the halach is tzrichen yichud. You have to miyachid before Shabbos that this is going to be used for atmana. Vim toman behem below yichud. What happens if you weren't miyachid? So it's muktzah. So the halach is menara kisui veinoflos. You take off the lid and they fall down like we saw before. The hainu lomer shenotul kisui akderish yesh toris kli oleo. V'afa pishi yesh oleo. Even though there are matminim on it, lo ichbaslan, the lo nase bosses lahen. The lid does not become a bosses to the matminim. Why not? Because the matminim are serving the lid, and it's not the lid that's serving the matminim. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's based on a Gemara. So the kli will not be considered a bosses to the matminim, which are really serving it.